This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 84 for Friday, September 29th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market ended Friday on a weak note, along with comparable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reported that 72,500 tons of canola were exported for the week ended September 24th, bringing the year-to-date export total to 565,200 tons. Chicago soil and European rapeseed were down, while Malaysian palm oil was mostly lower in its return on Thursday after a holiday. Crude oil also took a step back. The Canadian dollar was down more than 0.4 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. High temperatures were not expected to surpass 20 degrees Celsius in Alberta and Saskatchewan today, with rain in most parts. In southern Manitoba, the temperature will reach 23 degrees Celsius to go along with sunny skies. The November canola contract was down $8.50 per ton at $707 even. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all tumbled after the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its quarterly grain stocks report earlier today. There were 1.36 billion bushels of corn in storage as of September 1st, down 1% from last year, with 605 million on the farm in the U.S., which was up 19% from 1 year ago. Corn production for 2022-23 was revised downwards by 15 million bushels to 13.715 billion, despite a slightly raised average yield. Rain is in the forecast for next week in the western U.S. corn belt into Minnesota and the Dakotas. However, the eastern corn belt should see little precipitation. Ongoing dry weather in Argentina is delaying corn planting, with only 7% of the country's crop in the ground, compared to 15% last year, according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. The December corn contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.77. Ending stocks for U.S. soybeans totaled 268 million bushels on September 1st, 6 million lower than last year. 72 million bushels were on the farm, up 14% from 1 year ago. Soybean production for 2022-23 was lowered by 6 million bushels to 4.27 billion. The Mississippi River dropped to a reading of negative 10.62 feet in Memphis on Thursday, near its record low of negative 10.81 set last year, causing difficulties for corn and soybean barges. China has indicated to exporters that imported soybeans must have a moisture level of 13% or less as of December 1st. The November soybean contract was down 26 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.75. Wheat stocks in the U.S. as of September 1st were 1.78 billion bushels, 2 million more than last year, with 598 million on the farm. The CGC reported that Canadian wheat exports for the weekend of September 24th totaled 574,600 tons, bringing the crop year-to-date total to 3.02 million. Dryness in parts of Argentina is also delaying the seeding of the country's wheat crop, but 10 to 25 millimeters of rain are expected for three provinces over the next week. Ukraine's Ag Ministry reported that the country has harvested 22.2 million tons of wheat this year. The December corn Chicago wheat contract is down 37 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.42. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 21 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.64. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 38 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.09. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, September 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.